happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's not, we have to do it different this weekend. Yesterday was my 25th birthday, so today I am here with another podcast interview. I'm talking to the flea god himself.
Me.
We are here with Mr. Henry Hennessy. What's good, my brother?
Good, nigga.
Chilling, yeah.
Yo,
good looking, bro. I said to myself this week, I was like, all right, I want to take off this week. But I'm like, no, I need an interview. I need to talk to somebody that I know is going to give me that birthday talk. You know? I hit up your manager, and I was like, all right, we got to get this popping. Like, I need that Henry Hennessy interview. So here we are finally, after all this time, from my web show to the podcast, we are here with Henry Hennessy. Mm. I was watching one of your performances. You was at a pop-up shop.
Right.
And that kind of motivated me to get this done now. You know what I mean? I was like, I can't wait, because this guy is really about to take off. He performing at full energy anywhere. But before we get into the interview, I want to quick say to anybody that does audio engineering, you know, beats or anything, I need a jingle for my podcast. So if you got that for me, hit me up at VonteNYC@gmail.com. And so where did the name Henry Hennessy come from?
Shit. See, this is one summer, like probably like 2000, fucking like 14 or some shit.
Uh-huh.
I was just really on some Hennessy day every time.
That's how you gotta do it.
Just every time you see me, Henny bottle, every single time, my nigga. And the studio I was going to and shit, I was going often. There was some shit in Canarsie. For me, I was just in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, nah, fuck it, I'm Henry Hennessy. But I'll say I started taking it serious, like, I'll say, like, around the time I dropped, like, my first official mixtape, that shit was called Henry Hennessy, like 14, yeah,
okay, so it'll be coming up in 4 years this summer. So I was skeptical at first, because we know each other for a while, you know, I mean, it was always good blood, but for a while, and I always knew made music, and I was like, you know, let me give the music a chance, because he's really taking it serious at this point. So I listened to the song, and I was like, yo, this man got energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, like, where does the energy come from? Because, like, a lot of rappers who start off are shy. You know, or just, like, skeptical about how their music is going to be presented in the industry.
Yeah.
You just go full force at it. So what is that hype behind the motivation come from?
Shit, man. I just like making shit that I don't want to hear. No funny shit.
Facts.
Like, that's just, I just want to hear it. Like, that's how I want to hear it.
Mm. It's crazy you mentioned that, because the last person I interviewed, he was saying the same thing. He was like, I want to make music that I also enjoy.
Facts.
Like, if I make music straight for the art, like, for the listener, what am I making music for?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, shout out to Trey Young for that. Like, he said that. So I listened to your music. Like I said, Side Nigga was what got me like, all right, I'm a fan of Henry Hennessy, you know?
Yeah.
And I was bumping. I was talking to my boy, Mike. That's, like, one of my best friends, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, fuck with Hennessy. Like, it's a different. And I messed with it. So, like I said, you said that you started taking serious this year. What song did you know be it for you?
I never really knew. It just happened with me. Like, I didn't really. I knew I liked it. Like, when I just made it, I let some people hear it, and they were different than, like, the usual reaction, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this. This.
Start to take off, because I know he wants the music to pop. And then I'm like, I have friends listening to this, you know, so, like, people know who Henry Hennessy is at this point. And they bump in Side Nigga. Side Nigga was a funny song, catchy song, but it really spoke to me, because when you said, especially when you said the line, when you said this, nigga, I want a girl that's all mine, nigga. That's truth. You know what, Henry Hennessy, I'm a fan, because I want to know what you're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Flea clothing, because now you got your whole thing. Your whole thing is Flea. Kind of, you know, lingo stuff. You pack. Let's talk about your Flea clothing.
Couple. but I bought like a laptop. It was all right.
I'm still waiting for my Obama hoodie, by the way. Like, I knew that with the basketball. So speaking of clothing, you just recently got a cease and desist from Squad. Was it Chief
Savage
Keef?
Squad?
Savage Squad, Chief Keef.
Yeah.
What hoodie did you put out that day?
Shit, it was some. It was in my inbox like. You seen it.
That's crazy because now, but that also puts you on the map. Because think about it, it's Chief Keef people. They know.
That's the fact.
The fact that they seen your hoodie, you're going to tell yourself, are you going to stop selling it?
Yeah, you
have to, right? They hit you with a lawsuit.
But
they know who you are now. I feel like now they're going to just keep watching you because they want to make sure. As long as they keep watching and you put out fire, they realize you make music at this point. They're going to say, all right, let's listen to Henry Hennessy. So I asked all of my rappers, and I've been doing interviews. And I asked them because I've been on stage before talking to people. What's the energy like on stage as you perform? What do you see in the crowd?
It'd be like, first of all, if I always feel like I'm just seeing mad lights. I barely even see people. It's like I'm just seeing lights. But I reaction.
Showing somebody one of your performances. People as opposed to 60 people, do you feel like you can get away with, like, giving less of a performance?
I'm really performing that shit. Like, that's why, like, after I started performing, because I started making them just to, like, feel right when I'm performing. Like,
I lied to you. I said Side Nigga was what got me as a fan. But it was the Brooklyn Cypher interview that you did.
Okay. Yeah,
because
yeah,
I'm like, I listen to rap, right? And I feel like if you're a rapper, you gotta rap. You rap on Cypher. And I was like, nah, this Henry, Daddy. And you posted something that you did recently. Or it was an old video, but you posted it recently about like, the old flow and stuff like that. Yeah. Your energy is turned. Like, what's serious till now?
It's just like, watch the people, like, people, for me, like, what they on. But at the same time, you have to make what you like.
Yeah.
But
it's a match, it's a match.
Exactly. Now, the thing is, I've made what I like that people just happen to like. I didn't know.
There's no like.
Yeah, you feel me?
But I didn't know. Your main priority is that you like it first.
Exactly. That's I wasn't really, for me, my old shit, I used to not even want to bump my shit. Like, I never used to play my shit back to back.
I always tell artists that it's good that you can admit when you don't want to listen to your own music.
Yeah.
Because some rappers out here now today take their music and think it's the best thing they wrote from day one. If you can sit here and look back on it and say, okay, this wasn't my best work, that takes a lot of artists. Because you always got to think highly of yourself, right?
Facts.
So let's go back to performances. I watched two of your performances. I think you did it in a good amount of people in the crowd. And so how do you decide? And you got to have that energy on stage. You can't play yourself, but it's always good to have a team. How do you fit, like, choose who you bring on stage with you?
Well, I usually just base it off the vibe of the song. For me, because not every song has a performance vibe. Like, it could. Every song could have a performance vibe, but you just have to really do that shit over and over to just know how to make songs. Like, you see Jay-Z on stage and his just be mad calm.
Yeah.
But he's into it, you feel me? Some niggas you can just be calm and just be boring.
Facts.
So you gotta really just know what you're
doing. So now that you're trying to put about all of your top work, because you'll have the energy songs, then you'll have the songs you want to just kick back to. You feel like now you have to go full force with the energy?
Yes and no. For me, sometimes I, like, honestly, when I record, I don't ever really have a plan. You feel me? I don't ever really have a plan. I just be like, boom.
Do you write, or do you just go in the booth and turn up?
Either or. Like, either most or? Of the time, I just, like, write a little
part of it and then feed off the energy.
Yeah.
Because I was asking that because I'm like, I feel like your energy is always up when it comes to music. So I feel like you, like the same way you're on stage, is the way you get in the booth. You just start talking.
Yeah, the same.
You know, and that's like I said, that's what makes me a fan, because it's like everybody has their trials and tribulations in music, and they have their own path you go down, but you really created your own wave. And you say this a lot in your music, but you really did, because nobody sounds like you. Mm. That's one. Two, I know a lot of people that make music, and I'm not even invested in what they got to do. So if you were selling up, tickets for your show, I would buy the tickets because I know I'm gonna get energy for that show, you know. What's the vibe like in the studio for you? Because if I were around you in the studio, I wouldn't want to be around you, because that energy is crazy. I know you probably swing arms and around and turn up and jump. You jump a lot, your performances. I'm pretty sure you're in that booth going the same.
What is it like
in the studio? Because some artists have unorthodox styles in the studio. Some people don't want anybody else in the studio with them. You, what is it like for you?
I mean, you know, it's funny. The studio is what helped me perform. Like I used to have a certain energy in the studio. And when I used to go perform, feel me? Like, I wouldn't have it.
Mm.
But then I started really realizing, like, yo, I want to do this shit the same way I'll be doing it in the
studio. Yeah.
So I just started.
Do you get stage fright?
Nah.
No stage fright?
I'll be like, before I go, I'll be like, yeah, I don't know. Once I get on stage,
it's just like free fall. So when it comes to music, right? Do you have a select audience, or do you hope to gain new fans every time you put it out?
I mean, both.
Both?
Yeah, because I have some people. I have people that really just check it. Like, no matter what, they just check.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I check in because, like I said, like I realize that you get the full energy and you take yourself serious. In my last podcast, the artist talked about investing in yourself, and I feel like you do, because even people think they're like the most lyrical person, but I don't know what you think about yourself, but I know that you give that energy 100% of the time, and I want to hear the music because it turned up. Mm-hmm. And because, like, what you say, I'm like, oh, they just saying that shit. Like, all right, I'll give you a perfect example. Master Roshi.
Yeah.
When you say, kicking shit like I'm Master Roshi, never Roshi runs up on my feet, like, who thinks of stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, nah, this man just, like, took Master Roshi and Roshi runs and made fire.
Yeah.
No. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I thought of it, and I was like, there's no way that he took Master Roshi runs and made it fire. Cause, and the first time I ever heard any part of the song is when you performed at the pop-up shop.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at people in the pop-up shop, and they're like, yo, what the f*** did this man just say? It's really a different type of wave. And so now that you got music out, and you got, like, you know, your Fleet tapes, what do you feel like is your biggest obstacle that you would have to overcome in 2018?
Damn, son, I don't even know.
I'll
be like, yo, just honestly, it would be me just stopping myself.
It's crazy that you say that, because a lot of artists feel like they're their biggest obstacle, right? Yeah. But you know that 2018, you want more fans, more followers, people to copy your merch. So what do you think is stopping you right now from reaching that top pinnacle?
Shit. Tom.
Tom? How much time, as an artist, how much time do you put into your craft? Because also you have to live your normal life. I mean, people say that rap is their life, but realistically, you still gotta do things. You still gotta make time for your family, you know, your friends, and do things outside of music. So how much time do you feel like you put into your music on a day-to-day basis?
Damn, son. Like, a lot. Because it's like, if I'm not
doing anything else,
doing it, I'm doing something about, like, that's about, like, just pertaining to music. Whether it's just looking for some pictures or some shit I might do for a cover, or just some, like, I'm just always doing some shit. I can't front, like, that's really all I kind of do, bro.
Do you feel like it makes or breaks an artist when it capitalizes on what's popping at the time? So, for example, if a song comes out today, you want to do a remix to it, but everybody's going to want to do a remix to it. Do you feel like it hurts an artist when everybody does the same thing?
I mean, yeah, kind of. It does and it doesn't. It matters how, if you do the shit and you do it real different, feel me? That's
because you don't, I mean, as far to my knowledge, you literally follow your own wave. Like, there could be a popping song like God's Plan out right now by Drake, and everybody wants to remix it, but then you'll put on Master Roshi. Like, I don't care about that.
Facts.
I'm putting on my own wave. And like I said, I'll bump that because it's original.
Mm-hmm.
How big are you on originality?
Shit, I'm big on originality.
Because like I said before, you don't sound like any rapper that I listen to.
I'm big on originality, bro. Like, that's a big deal. And that's why I feel like, that's why I'm saying I didn't really like my music before.
It was like,
don't get me wrong, I was saying a lot of bars, but it wasn't really because that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I was just trying to
just make music.
Yeah, and it's like, Like, that's why I didn't like the shit, because that's not what I wanted to say, nigga. Like,
yeah. Are you big on collaborations?
Collabs,
because we, New York City has their own sound. Not their own sound, but we have a wave of music, right? Facts. Believe it or not. If one of the top New York City artists hit you up today and said, I want to collab, would you do it just off their name, or would you have to feel the vibe of their music?
It would be, I would definitely have to feel the vibe of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And if the music is alright to very good, I'm gonna fuck with it. Mm-hmm. Why not? If it's alright, if it's some shit I can really hear my.
Motivators, and they name all of today. Who motivates?
Fucking untrap me.
I like the end of it. Gives you what, who is the power of. Have to put out every certain time, but it's power freedom. You do projects and stuff come. What do you work
on? This conclusion a few days ago. They
meet up the throwaway beats.
Yeah.
I needed some performing in front of 20 people, but he's so, as far as get back on the show's topic, do you go to every show? If somebody hits you up and says perform, would you perform at any show, or it has to be the right type of?
It has to be the right type of vibe.
Vibe, all right.
It has to, whatever I'm doing has to be.
Subconscious, and now they all in tune because they never seen something like that. They're
yeah, coming exactly. Subconscious. Because I find conscious niggas, like conscious rappers, they use me, bro. Mm. And it's because, regardless of whatever, when they hear the shit, they can't really ever say like, "Yo, you."
I'm not a music critic. I'm not an A&R. I like music. So when I listen on a day-to-day basis, and I gotta make it out to a show for sure. So you definitely gotta let me know what show's coming. Back. That's cool.
It's understanding how much you have to sacrifice. Like, the more and more you sacrifice, more you think like, all right, son, yo, I did it. Like, then it's like, you got some more to do.
Because like I said, we know each other for a while too. And I know you've been making music. And at first I wasn't in performance and you were performing our work.
Okay.
And I was like, nah, there's no way this mother, like I posted need because it doesn't matter who's in the crowd. You're performing as if you're performing, and that fascinates me because, like I said, people would give like a half-assed performance when there's less people in the crowd. Because, like I said, the pop-up shop is what really got me on edge because there wasn't many people there, but there were people there to support, and you performed that song, yeah, Master Roshi, for the first time. And you got your bag put, like, and I was like, no. I gotta have this free talk with the guy because I gotta know what is really going on behind this.
You know why you gotta do that, bro? Because nowadays, especially, nigga, cameras exist, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
No matter who's there, the niggas is watching.
That's a fact.
Once that shit come out, if you ain't fucking around,
they gonna look at you like, oh, you're not taking this serious. And then now that you got merch, you want people to buy your merch. So they gotta believe in your music. They gotta believe in you.
My next step right now is actually this all I got to track.
I've been around top New York. I know it because I've been around, especially independent scene. Thank you. And like you said, you got this beat. Any shows coming up?
I got some shit coming up in March, but one on March 4th. I don't know. After that,
DJ Icy. I heard DJ Icy. I know who DJ Icy is.
Facts.
So yeah, find out where the show's going to be. You talk about music. Again, because you want to play it. In the worst case scenario, that music involved in the independent, I see it happening. You know what I mean? A lot of people, like I said,
backup plan would just be backup plan would be just to sell some shit. It don't gotta be legal, just sell some shit. Yeah. You selling some shit, bro. I'm gonna sell some shit.
Yeah.
Make
a Schley hoodie with the Obama in the basketball.
Talking about collab. You know, everybody says New York doesn't support each other, and then that other people support us more, they support each other. What state, if you could relocate, do you think has a good sound that'll fit you?
Shit, son, I don't even know, bro. Like,
so what state have you performed in other than New York?
Fuck around. I'll fuck with Atlanta.
I feel like Atlanta is not just sound, but the unity that you might
want in music. That's where it'll be litty right there for me. But
So we're back on this clothing now, because now we move away from music, and now we're actually selling the product.
Mm-hmm.
What's your success like been like so far with the Flea clothing?
Shit,
because I've seen you post receipts and that stuff. Do success like with that, and like I feel like. What's your criticism also on the Flea clothing? Because anybody,
not yet. Feel me, but the success is alright. I can't front. I don't feel me. I'm not gonna try to just throw numbers or some shit.
I'm not for numbers, but it's pushing.
Niggas, people fine. Fuck with it. Like it's selling itself.
The reason I didn't buy it yet is because I didn't get my Obama hoodie.
Nah, I got you, bro.
It's crazy because I asked from jump.
I did, bro. It just be mad. It really be mad shit going on, bro.
Like, again, like I said, you're trying to reach your pinnacle success at this age and this time in the game.
Facts.
Any criticism on your music? Because like I said, I'm a fan, and the people that I listen to you instantly become fans. Like, have you ever heard anything bad about your music?
Shit, man. Like the shit this is the funny shit. The shit I hear from my probably is like. The funny shit was when I started saying Flea, because I wasn't always saying
Flea. Flea, yeah.
I remember niggas used to tell me I say too much.
And now it's like, they want some Flea clothes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now that's what I'm doing. What they be telling you is not the best, bro.
You know what's a good ad-lib too? The wall. Actually, for my birthday, I got it.
I gotta talk to the wall,
because I like that. And like I said, I dealt more with your manager before the interview, and he was like amping it up, like, you know, this is why we do the things we do and the way we move, because like I know that Henry can get the energy in every single time, you know, and I see it. And podcast because I want people to know. I'm not interviewing you as. I've been waiting for this. No problem. I did my talk to, and then when I mean the beginning, we got to. If I'm talking to him, it's gonna be a little bit too much. So I so upcoming. So yeah.